G'day, it's about 7:30 on the 23rd of September 2015 in the part of the world where I am at the moment, a little bit later in Sydney. I wanted to make a few observations today about the dearth of response from the Turnbull government to gold-plated opportunities for them to ram home the message about the corruption of their opposition, that is, the Labor union movement. Now, to do that, I think the easiest way, the most effective way, is to compare and contrast the way the Labor Party and the unions, in lockstep with each other, acting in concert, were so effective in putting out a false, a misleading, and unfactual, but nevertheless highly effective message, and that message related to Dyson Heydon and apprehended bias. So let's just stick for a moment with what the Labor Party did. And as you think about it, think about what the Liberal Party does in similar circumstances. So clearly coordinated, they decided that on the flimsiest of pretext, that is the fact of the Sir Garfield Barwick dinner, the invitation, that they were going to go all out to discredit this man, to smear him. Put the morality to one side and let's just look at what they did. They were completely coordinated. Have a look at the links beneath this audio to the timing of the release of various tweets on Twitter, of emails, of announcements, of press conferences, and not just one person doing it, but one person does it and another person supports them and a third person supports them. And then you have Dreyfus, you have O'Connor, you have Wong, you have Shorten. They're all ramming home the same message. It's a simple message. This man is biased because of this invitation. The unions were in concert. They'd planned things together with the Labor Party. And thus you get Dave Oliver, Jed Carney, and sundry others from each of the unions around the country putting out and reinforcing the same flimsy, I mean, based on no evidence, but the same message. And they've activated their mates in the media to have it resonate right around the country. Now, compare that approach with the Liberal Party this week. If you analyse the messages it's delivered and the way it's delivered them, it's saying to the world, look at us, aren't we nice people? Aren't we gender balanced? Don't we get on well with Lee Sales from the ABC's 7:30 program? And even when confronted with an opportunity that was just a lay-down mazare for Mr Turnbull in relation to union corruption and commentary that was asked for about the Royal Commission, his answer was, well, we don't want to wage war. Now, for God's sakes, what message does that send to the audience of people potentially who'd be liberal voters, but more importantly, of people who want to have confidence that genuine corruption is being addressed? It just so happens that this week has delivered some of the most outrageous true stories of clearly corrupt behaviour that was known about by those up to the very top of the CFMEU organisation, including Mr Michael O'Connor. That's on the evidence of Mr Hannah, his former president. Now, the Liberals should have been all over that in the same way that the Labor Party was on their bias bullshit with Mr Heydon. But instead of being all over it, it's taken, well, a bit of lobbying and disbelief at responses back from certain Liberal ministers. I won't say too much about it, but it's taken a hell of a lot of effort to get that minister to deliver just three lines today of predictable text that's been quoted in various newspaper stories. What is wrong with the Liberal Party and their advisers? And in fact, let's not make it political. What is wrong with Australia's government under the leadership of Mr Turnbull in that it seems incapable of communicating to its populace that it is aware of a genuine problem involving union corruption? It knows the details. And as they come to light in the evidence before the Royal Commission, it responds appropriately by immediately getting stuck into the people who have carried out, who've been responsible for that corrupt behaviour. That's what I want from my government, that each of its relevant ministers is all over the detail of this stuff, that they're out there talking to us and letting us know that they are doing what we pay them to do. There's a very different breed of person, in my observation, for what it's worth, attracted to life in the Labor Party versus life in the Liberal Party. I can't remember the senator who said it. It might have been Robert Ray or somebody of that ilk. But the analogy he used when talking about a whole heap of young Labor people, each intent on a political career, was that if you were at a diving pool, one of those very deep swimming pools, and you had a cast of these young Labor clowns in front of you, and you said, I'm just going to drop a dog turd into the pool, let it settle on the bottom, and say to them, the first to get down there and pick it up in their teeth will win pre-selection for a safe Labor seat. He said, stand by for the tsunami, the tidal wave that would result. Those people want influence and power in politics more than they want oxygen. The Liberals seem very relaxed and comfortable and not particularly aggressive in their pursuit of this, well, let's call it a war. That's the euphemism that was used on the 730 report, Mr. Turnbull's euphemism. He doesn't want to wage war. I think that's exactly what he should be doing, because the other side is certainly waging war against him. And as always, the victims of that war are we, the innocent bystanders. It should be incumbent on this government to aggressively pursue corruption and to let us know that they're doing it. We deserve no less.